Amen. Good Sunday morning to you. We appreciate you tuning in and listening to the program once again. Thank God for this opportunity the Lord gives us from week to week. We hope you enjoyed that first song that was by the Rochesters. We're going to play a couple of their songs today as well as the next few weeks. Maybe some of them are familiar Christmas songs, and some of them are some original Christmas songs that they wrote. And we hope that all will be a blessing to you in these days. Thank God for His blessings. Thank God for His goodness. We preached a message just before Thanksgiving that we're going to share with you on the program this morning. But we can always be thankful. We should be all year long. Be thankful for what the Lord's done for us and realize that we are truly blessed people. And we thank God for the opportunities the Lord gives us, and I pray we'll ever be mindful of that and always give Him the praise that's due His name. And we do want to invite you to come and be in service with us at Gospel Way. Our Bible school is at 10 o'clock every Sunday morning, and then preaching at 11, and then back on Sunday night at 6 also, and then Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7. And we just come pray, and the Lord will meet with us in each and every service, and we pray whatever the need might be, you would just continue to trust God and believe Him and know that He's able. We do want to invite you to be in service with us if you can. We're located at 3904 Tryon Courthouse Road. That is on Highway 274 in Cherville, just south of the city limit sign. You'll find our church located there. And we just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church. And we thank God for each time the Lord allows us to have the doors open and try to be an encouragement and a blessing. But like we say, we'll go to another song by the Rochesters, and then we're going to go to a message we preached just before Thanksgiving called We Are Blessed. And we hope that the message and the songs are encouragement to you. We'll invite you also to our Christmas play. That'll be on the 18th, our Christmas program, just a couple Sundays from today, and that'll be at 6 o'clock in the evening service on December the 18th. And we'll go to the next song and into the message, and we trust you have a good day in the Lord.
Shepherds came to worship Him, wise men came from afar, but the light that they were seeking was more than just a star. He was heaven's gift sent down to earth, Mary's little boy, wrapped there in swaddling clothes, was peace. Never been a greater gift. God gave His only Son, through whom extended mercy and grace to everyone. The reason why this King would come, be born within a stall, was to die for me on Calvary, the greatest Christmas tree of all. From a stable in Bethlehem to a cross upon a hill, praying, Father, please not my will, but Thine to fulfill. From the same to be hung on Calvary,
Passage of scripture here, I was thinking about several different places in the book of Psalms over the past few days, and I kind of zeroed in on this, and I don't think I've ever preached a message from this chapter. I was thinking, you know, there's a lot of places we could preach and look, and the book of Psalms, though, that tells us about being a blessed people and tells us about being thankful and everything, and that's just what we were thinking about for this morning. In fact, I'm going to look at several different passages in the book of Psalms. If you want to turn there as we go, you can, but some of these are very familiar to you. I thought about just how the book of Psalms starts. It talks about us being blessed. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law, in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." It says, blessed is the man, praise God, walking in the right direction with the Lord, getting in the Word of God. God's going to allow him to be a tree like planted by the rivers of water, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Over in Psalms chapter 69, found this verse and looking and studying a little bit. The scripture says there in verse 30 of Psalm 69, it says, "I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving." Amen. He said, "I'll praise the Lord with a song. I'll magnify, praise God, him with thanksgiving." Over in Psalms chapter 95 and verse 2, Psalms 95 and verse 2, the Bible says, "Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms." Praise God, it says we're to come into His presence with thanksgiving. And another familiar verse is there in Psalms 100 and verse 4. The Bible says there, "For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, His truth endureth to all generations." And back in verse 4, that's verse 5. It's all good, ain't it? Amen. Verse 4 says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise, and be thankful unto Him and bless His name." Praise God. Bible talks about us being blessed because we have a good God. Amen. We have a God that loves us and a God that's provided for us and taken care of us. I thought about Psalms 127. Now, we read Psalms 128, but Psalms 127 is really an ascent up from that psalm. That psalm begins to give us some exhortation and some rebuke, if you will, but some encouragement also. It says, "Except the Lord build the house, they that labor, labor in vain." And it goes on to tell us, though, that we ought to serve the Lord, and we ought to raise our children right, and they're an inheritance from the Lord. The Bible says in verse 5 that happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. Excuse me, they shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with the enemies in the gate. That word happy there is the same as the word blessed. Tells us we're blessed with some things, and God has given us some spiritual blessings, if you will. Let's look at a few things here in this passage in Psalms 128. It says in verse 1 that everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in His ways is blessed. If we fear God and we walk in His ways, it's blessed. Verse 4 says, blessed is, or blessed that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. I want to say, first of all, we're blessed with spiritual blessings. Amen? We're blessed with spiritual blessings from God. Oh, what a privilege that we have to serve the Lord and to live for Him, and the blessings that have been passed on from generation to generation. And many times we can look at Israel and how that God blessed them. I'm reminded of Jacob, and of course his name was changed to Israel, and he's the father of the 12 tribes. And we find old Jacob at the close of his day. There's many times that Jacob gave a blessing, but at the close of his days, he gave this blessing to Joseph. The scripture says in Genesis 49:25, this is really some of the last words of Jacob. He said, even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, by the Almighty, who hath blessed thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lie underneath, blessings of the breast, of the womb, and of the womb, the blessings of thy father. Hey, he just over and over again, he said, you've got a lot of blessings, Joseph. God has blessed you. He said, the blessings of thy father hath prevailed above the blessings of the prognicators under the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that is separated from his brethren. Over and over again he says, you're blessed of God. And that's the way God's people are. We've been so blessed, like we sung about this morning. We've been so blessed, praise God, with spiritual blessings. Can't help but think, when I first was studying this, I thought about that verse over in Ephesians where it says, Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, what a blessing to think about His spiritual blessings. And I know a lot of times we talk about blessings and everything, the first thing our mind goes to is material things. But the greatest blessing that you've got is that you're saved by the marvelous grace of God. The greatest blessing that you've got is your name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. The greatest blessing you've got and ever will have is that you're part of the family of God. You're children of God. Praise His name. Everything else pales in comparison, because the blessings that we have in this life, this is a roller coaster. We're living in a sin-cursed world. We're living in a sin-cursed body, and there's a lot of ups and downs in the things that we receive and that we have in this life, materially speaking and physically speaking. But the blessings that we have in God comes because of the riches of Jesus Christ, and it's an ever-flowing well of goodness from God above. Hallelujah. We're blessed. Amen, with spiritual blessings. Not only that, though, let me back up and say we are blessed with some temporal blessings. We're blessed with some temporal blessings. While we're here in this life, God's a providing for us and God's a taking care of us. Like we're talking about the children of Israel, they forget about the blessings of the Lord. They forgot about the goodness of God. Over and over again, they murmured and complained and whined about everything. But praise be unto God, God still took care of them. God was still bringing them from point A to point B. They were going to go all the way with God. But they many times forget about the temporal blessings. The Bible says there in verse 2. Amen. I'm trying to get back to my text here. Look at verse 2. It says, for thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. happy. That's that same word as blessed again. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. I mean, it's tough sometimes. Amen, it's rough. You have to get your hands dirty. Your hands get callous and everything, and you're involved in different work, and even if you're not doing something that's a lot of physical labor, maybe you're doing something that's a lot of mental strain. I mean, their bodies get wore out. Did my wife just grunt there or say amen or something like that? There's that mental strain sometimes in what you're doing that's overbearing and everything, and there's a weight there. There's all that that's upon you. Amen, it's tough. It's rough, but praise be to God, there's some blessings along the way. Hey, we have the opportunity, we have the ability to work, we have the ability to do things, and you may have the ability, and God's blessing you now and taking care of you in those later years and retirement years and things. Hey, praise be to God. God's able to take care of us. God's able to supply our needs. He's still doing it, praise God. There's them temporal blessings that come along the way. We're so blessed, amen. We're a blessed people. Hey, now, I know I don't subscribe to that blab it and grab it crowd. Amen. I don't believe God intends for us to jump on every bandwagon of every get-rich-quick scheme out there. I think we ought to be understanding and realizing that God, you know, if He takes care of our needs, that's good enough. In fact, He takes care of our wants along the way a lot of times too, if we'd be honest. Amen. And if we'd be patient, you know, about it. I think David was expressing that in Psalms 23. That was read this morning. Brother Wayne read that this morning. Hey, he said, I shall not want. He said, God's changed my want-tos, and He's took care of my wants. Amen. He's took care of my needs. He's blessed me greater than what I deserve. Hey, Scripture tells us, I mean, He doesn't want us to be downtrodden, though. I'm reminded of Deuteronomy 28:13. It says, the Lord shall make thee the head, not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, or thou shalt be above only, yes, and thou shalt not be beneath. For thou hast hearkened unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe them and to do them. While I don't subscribe to all the blab it and grab it crowd, I do subscribe to the trust and obey crowd. Amen. Just trust the Lord. Praise God. Obey His word, and God will take care of those other things. Amen. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. He's talking about those temporal blessings that God's going to take care of, because we've chose to put Him first. We've chose to follow Him and trust Him and obey Him along the way. What a blessing that is. I think about in the book of Psalms, I said I had several verses I was going to turn to in Psalms 37 and verse 25. Psalms 37 and verse 25, the Bible says, I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen. God's able to provide for us. God's able to take care of us. He's able to supply our need. The Bible says, Philippians 4:19, the Bible says, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. Amen. And let me say, the riches in glory are never going to go bankrupt. The riches in glory are never going to run out. The supply house is never going to run out, praise God, that can take care of us and bless us and help us through this life, praise God. The Bible tells us in Psalms 28, let me give you another verse out of Psalms. Psalms 28 and down in verse 20. Psalms 28 and, or excuse me, ain't that many verses in there. I missed that. And then Psalms 28. I think it's in Psalms 28. Unto thee will I cry. Praise the Lord. O Lord, my rock, be not silent to me. Thank God God's able to supply. He's that rock. There's things that go up and down. There's things that, like I was saying a while ago, you know, heaven's never going to go bankrupt. I mean, it's on solid foundation, solid ground. there's not going to be a lack. There's not going to be any time that God is not going to run out of the resources from heaven. So we need to be thankful for the temporal blessings as well as the spiritual blessings. But not only that, thirdly, let me say, look in verse 3 of our text. The Bible says, "Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thy house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table." Not only do we see we're blessed with spiritual blessings and temporal blessings, but we're blessed with some blessings in the home, praise God. We're blessed with some blessings at the house. Thank God for a godly home. Thank God for godly parents. Thank God for a family that loves the Lord. As we said even a few weeks ago when he was preaching that message about the home and bringing up children, the old saying is, "A family that prays together stays together." Thank God for the family that can get around the Word of God and get around time of prayer and trust the Lord and believe God. Hey, there's some blessings are coming to our family that's united for the glory of God. That's such a blessing. We're a blessed people. To think about, we sing that song sometimes, thank God for our Christian home. The world may look at us in pity sometimes because of maybe the lack of some temporal blessings from time to time. But if we've been blessed with a family that loves God and serves the Lord and lives for Him, hey, we've got nothing to drop our head about. We've got nothing to hold our head in shame about. We can lift up our eyes and be thankful for the goodness of God and the blessings that go far beyond any temporal things in this world. The blessings that we can have in our home is so great. Pales in comparison to other things that folks have. You know, there's many that have been given riches upon riches to their family and to their children that never see their children, that never spend any time with them, that never have the mom and dad that's telling them they love them and has that love in the home. Praise God, you can't buy that. Amen. That's far beyond the price of anything in this world to have that love that we need to have in our homes. Hey, Bible tells old Joshua, and he said in Joshua 24:15, he said, "It may seem evil in you to serve the Lord. Choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods, little g gods, mind you, gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell." But then he says this, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." He said, over at my house, I want the blessings of God. Over at my house, I want to say we've been blessed. And so we're going to stick to serving God. We're going to stick to following after the Lord. Oh, what a blessing. I tell you what, it's a picture of having God's presence and God's blessing there in our home. You know, the Bible tells us He inhabiteth the praises of Israel. He is there where people want to praise Him, where people want to lift Him up. He's going to be around where we give thanks to the Lord, where we stop and we choose to give thanks to God and praise Him and lift up His name. The Lord's going to show up. His presence is going to be there in that home that lifts Him up and glorifies Him. Think about the story, and we preached about this some time back, over there in the day that they were moving the ark, and the cart that they had it upon, everything they was doing wasn't right, but anyhow, the cart they had it upon hit a hole or whatever. It looked like the ark was going to fall off, and old Uzzah reached up there and got a hold of that ark, and he was trying to help God out, pushing that ark back up there on that cart, and he fell over dead. He fell over dead. But the point of the story I was trying to get to was, right there, he was close to old Obed-Edom's house, and David said, "Let's park the ark over at his house for a while." That's what he said. Hey, look, I marked that passage down. It says in 2 Samuel 6:10, it says, "So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David, but David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And a little bit later, the Bible tells, he said, we're going to go back and get the ark now. Boy, he's been a blessing over there at Obed-Edom's house. Amen. Amen. And we're going to do it right this time. Amen. And they did. And they brought it back under the tabernacle. But hey, the point I want to make is that ark was a picture of the presence of the Lord. That was a representation of God's presence. And as long as God's presence was over there at Obed-Edom's house, God was a blessing. God was a taking care of him. Everything was going good over at his house because he had the presence of the Lord real in his house, real in his household. And that's what we need to have. Ain't that the most precious thing for us to realize? We'd lift him up in our homes. We're blessed, praise God. We're blessed with spiritual blessings. We're blessed with temporal blessings. We're blessed with some blessings in the home. Not only that, let me say we're blessed to be in the Lord's will. We've got blessings being in the Lord's will for our life. Look there in verse 5. The Bible says, the Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. What a blessing to be in the Lord's will. What a blessing to be in the center of God's will for our life. You know, Zion is a picture of the center of God's blessing. Many times he talked about going to Mount Zion, center of God's blessings and God's approval on the nation of Israel and God's people. We need to be there where God's looking down upon us and he's saying, oh, they're a sweet smelling savor before me because of their sacrifice, because of what they do for me, praise God. What a privilege we have to lift up the Lord and to serve him. Be thankful for those opportunities that the Lord gives us to be in the center of his will.